Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright, and I'm your host for this beautiful program, or hostess, if you want to call me a hostess, because I am a girl after all. We, in this day and age, we just kind of don't necessarily have to differentiate between boy and girl. It's really an interesting time in history right now. And everything's opening up to, you know what? We're just human beings. Hey, whatever we identify with is awesome. And I welcome you to this platform, any of you who are in that bracket of identification, whether you're non-binary or trans or queer or bisexual or whatever you want to call yourself is okay with me, and I'm welcome you to this platform, as well as those of you who are listening in from other countries. I know that there's a lot of you that are. So welcome to the Empower Me Show. I am a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a wife and mother, amongst other things. And today I am here to bring in the energies of 2023 in October. I was going to say in October, we're now in November. We just passed over October with the veil. And hopefully those of you who were open to receiving messages from the other side, as they say, were able to do that on November 1st, which was yesterday. And today we're bringing in the energies of the number two. Today is a numerology day of number two, and that's all about balance. So we're going to do that, as well as just channeling in whatever is here for you today, because you are the most important one listening to this broadcast. So welcome. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. So I'm going to bring in some balance for myself because I need that for me. And if I'm going to really be a great transmitter for you of the energies, I need to be centered and balanced myself. So go ahead, if you can, if you're in a position to be able to close your eyes, please do that. If you need to stay focused and stay on the road or be with your work or with children or dogs or whatever you're doing, then go ahead and stay conscious and just listen to my voice as you are doing what you need to do. So, creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, I thank you for my life. And I thank you for this platform of this podcast, radio show, television broadcast, ability to connect to thousands of people around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this platform. And thank you for all of the spirit guides, teachers, and angels that work through me and really assist the planet in connection. Connection to each other as human beings, connection to the animals, the animal kingdom, the creepy crawlies and the flyers, the swimmers, the beings of light that walk this earth, all of nature, we thank you for being here now in this moment. And I now ask Gaia, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, to bring her energies up into my body system, as well as connecting to all the other beings that are listening to this broadcast now, now and in the future, so that you, Gaia, can assist in the well-being of every person that's listening now and will listen in the future. We ask for assistance from the dragons, from the Pleiadians and the Arcturians, the angelic realm, the crystal beings, and any other beings of light that want to assist today in transmitting your love and light to others. Netarabeki utumbo pupo netikiba. Isu pupu neshina maikuta na maitea. Sumbada yesana maikea. Umbayate na mamaike. Uletana chana yesana yeya. So Mother Earth's energy is coming up now through the feet and into the body system. Nasarakia mamakia ain chenche che. Sunda zana yeya. Umbaba yezana mama yezana mama ye. Kembaba yezumbaba yetumbaba ye. Kune mama ye kumama ye su mama ye umama ye. Nazena ye anaze. And your sacred breath assists with that energy coming up into yourself. You can just call it through, call it in, and all the way into every crevice of your body, and asking your guides, teachers, and angels to help you balance and center. Because your word is the way that you create in your life, and the way that your body will respond is through your intention. So just know that that is the beginning of this transmission for you and the beginning of your time in this day to fill yourself up with all of the light and love that you require right now. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Hello, hello. So that's just the beginning of this hour together. Thank you so much for being here. And this right here, I want to introduce you to this if you haven't seen it. It's my selenite wand. Selenite is a crystal being. She's a gemstone, whatever you want to call that energy, but it's crystalline. So it's a reminder to connect in with these ancient, ancient energies that have been with the earth since the beginning of time, when the earth was first formed. And some of them are created here on earth, and others are created off earth, out off planet. So this one, I believe, was formed here on this earth plane. There are beings that are created elsewhere, like this beauty here, which is so, so clear. This one here, that I can't right now remember the name of it, but it is made from meteor rock. And it will, the name will come back, but it always seems to slip through my fingers and my mind when I think of this, not this beautiful stone. Anyway, it will come back. For now, I'm going to do some transmitting here for you. We're going to start with some cards, okay? Because cards are my way of connecting in with the energies, as well as light language. And I've got the numerology book here too, to teach you about what today means. This is the number 2 day for those of you who know numerology. And it's the day of balance. So balancing our ourselves, our chakras, our systems, really looking at, are we out of balance or do we feel like we are in balance? Do we need extra support to help our body systems feel balanced again? You know, what is that energy? We'll talk all about that. And what else do I want to tell you about that? So this is a call-in show, which means that you can call in anytime and talk to me, ask for guidance, ask to have a message from your spirit guides, teachers, and angels, or any that I have come through. You can get a light language message if you'd like to. Can draw a card for you. We can talk about your stones that you have and have them infused with whatever energies you need for yourself. The number is 1-800-930-2819 for you to call in. You can also chat on the chat line at Transformation Talk Radio, and that will come up on your screen or in the chat line. If you just type in Transformation Talk Radio, you can see that maybe on your phone. If you're on the computer, you'll have to figure that out on your end. I just know that that's the way that it works. So I'm going to draw some cards for you. Okay. One of the things to know about me is that I am in recovery from alcoholism. I have been for many, many years, 33 years, I believe, by now. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful life for me. And I need to remember my roots. So my roots are from Alcoholics Anonymous, okay, and the 12 steps. And that's really important for me to remember that. And so I'm going to give you one of those cards first to give you a little taste of what the Alcoholics Anonymous program looks like and feels like and what the energies of that are. And maybe not all of it will make sense to you, but some of it will. And here's the great thing about the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is that nowadays, many, many, many different groups have formed from that group. And that group is over 50 years old now. And the steps are actually attainable for every single person in the world. Somebody wrote a book actually called The 12 Steps for Everything, for everyone and everything. So you can access your own life with these steps and with the concepts that they teach. And so you can morph it to whatever works for you. Okay, so we're going to see what the message is right now for recovery, for folks in recovery and folks that just need a message for balance in the world and their beautiful lives here. Let's see what the message is for today. Whatever your ideal is, be willing to grow toward it. Whatever your ideal is, what's an ideal? Your values, your vision, your desires, right? What are those? Your ideal life. Grow towards it. You get to say, you get to put the intention forward and then go for it, right? And where I'm at with that is have an intention and then ask for help. Ask for support with everything you do and everything you are. That's how life works for me the best. Excuse me. And we're going to also do one of the Beyond Lemuria cards. Here's this one too for you to see. Look at that. So pretty. Lemuria, I believe, from my understanding, I believe it was in existence at the same time as Atlantis was. I don't really know for sure, but that's my memory of that. That they were like islands side by side, or continents, like when the earth first formed and we had beings that lived on the planet. So many of us have memories of Lemuria or Atlantis. I have memories of Lemuria. And my memories of Lemuria are that there were these amazing stones, huge, huge crystals that were on the planet. And we used to be able to heal with our own minds, our telepathy, which happens now, happens without having to actually touch someone, although hands-on touch and healing happens very well that through the hands. But we were able to communicate without talking, which is a beautiful way to communicate. And so we're going to see from the Lemurians what they have to tell us today. And again, if you have a question or you want a healing, you want some coaching, you just want, you know, somebody to talk to, I'm here. I'm here for you. So this is my time to be with you and to let you know I'm here and available. So we're going to see what else we got here. So pretty. These cards are lovely. All right. We're going to see what else we got. Oh, the heart chakra. Love that. All right. So the heart chakra right here. The physical heart. We have our physical heart, and then we have our energetic heart. And the energetic heart takes up this whole space here. And it's holographic, so it goes all the way to the back. It's like a big, huge disc. You know, the chakras are our energy wheels, our energy discs. And holographic because you can see 360 degrees around this beautiful chakra. Here is this card for you. You can see that. Beautiful, beautiful. And so it's, it's got a dragonfly on there. So we're looking at, really, it says unfurling back to love. So many times, especially as human beings, we have this illusion that things are anything other than love, right? Which love is the only constant in the universe, I think. Love is an essence, that an energy of essence in the universe. I'm not talking about romantic feelings of love, although that can be part of it, but it's actually an energy. It's an energy of sustenance and matter, and everything is made up of this energy. Some call it God, some call it creator, some call it universal intelligence. When we connect in with that, we are connected to all that we are and all that the universe is. And when we connect back into that, then all of the other energies that are not love, they have an ability to leave, right? They just can fall away, and we can just simply be in love. We also have the reminder here of the light. Okay, that's why I picked this particular picture for you to look at. Because this is our beautiful world here. And then we have this beam of light circling the globe. Because I believe we are love and light. That's who we are. And when we connect in with the love and light, then it's our essence. That's our essence. So unfurl back to love. Back to love. And remember who you are with intention, right? With intention. All right, so what do we want to have happen now? Nakarishne mai smaka yik babaiche. Donde sana maike nanamaka aniki mama. Santa kia la chataniki pasitanda. Yagin maya zum na miki na mamaya dumba. Nayete na mahi sana makia mai. Santa yesena kia tatani kia mamaya she. Santa yesena maike asa. Konde sana yetana maike na mamaya ka mama. Nana yesana nana yekinya na maishe na mama maji. Konse na maki ya nani iche na mayasana. Dande yasa. All right, what I'm hearing is that we want the numerology for you. So here we go. The reason that I picked the number, I didn't pick the number two. The energies picked the number two for the date today, which is, I think it's 11-2, isn't it? 11-2-2023, which goes to an 11. And then we bring it down to a one digit, which is a 2. That's how that works. Just learning about numerology here. So I'm going to read you a little bit. The number 2, balancing act. All right, we're looking at balance. The number is of gentle persuasion. Gentle persuasion. The number 2 plays the supporting role for any other numbers. It's the number of harmony and balance, cooperation and companionship, patience. All right. What else do we have here? All right, it is the key words here are the feminine, gentle, unified, so coming together, sensitive, receptive, harmonious, balanced, patient, cooperative, loving, relationship conscious, and compromise. Relationship conscious. I like that. So being conscious in your relationships means that you get to say in your own self what you are willing to bring to the table, if you will, in relationships. And compromise is super important when it comes to relationships. And I'm not just talking about love relationships, although love relationships are important. This is relationships with anyone in the world, including yourself. So when you look at yourself and you look at your relationship with yourself, it's about being conscious about what you want. We can think about it. We can journal about it. We can wish about it. We can dream about it. The time to be conscious is when we speak about it, right? We speak it into existence. How do I want to relate to you? The more that I do this podcast, I can promise you, I really get to look at how I want to communicate with you. And the thing I want you to know the most is how much I love you. That's what I really want you to know, is that I love you and that I am here for you and that I want you to succeed in everything you do, in everything you are. And I want you to have the best life ever. And I know that it's your creation. You get to say, you get to get support. You get to reach out. And if I can be that person for you, to be the conduit for that, that's awesome. I look forward to that. We can work together. We can learn together. We can dream together. We can make plans together. We can create a future for you. You know, one that works beyond your wildest dreams. That's what I'm available for. With this light language, it can heal your body, it can heal your mind, it can heal your soul, it can heal your emotions. This energy that comes through isn't just for me, it's for you. I promise you, I was given this to give to you. That's why I came here on the planet. So let's see what else we've got here. Life with the number two. All right. Life with the two can bring both blessings and challenges. The two's knack for arbitration can make it too considerate, and its consideration of others can result in fear of rocking the boat. Oh boy. Yes, indeed. I have definitely had my share of fear of rocking the boat. How many of you don't tell the truth to other people, like really tell the truth about your thoughts, about your feelings, about your ideas, because you're afraid of rocking the boat? Guess what? The number two says that it's okay. It's okay. You can speak up. You can speak up. You can be who you are. You can be bold. You're going to be supported, because this is the time to bring all of your guidance in. Shoo, 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 from everywhere, everywhere. Just bring it in. Call it forth. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. All of you that are here for me, I'm ready to receive this and accept your help right now. You can just close your eyes right now and invite them in. With a nice deep breath, just give permission. Give permission to all of the energies that are here to support you. Whether you know them by name or not, just invite them in. Say, please come in. Please come into my heart. Please come into where I live here. Please come into where I live here. This is your power center. Please just bring yourself into where I live in my body system. I accept your help. I accept your guidance. I will listen to what you have to tell me. I may not hear it in words, but I'll know it in my heart. I'll know what I'm receiving. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It can be that easy, folks. It can be that easy. All right, so what else do we have here? All right, so that's actually, that looks like what we're here to learn is how to be in balance, how to ask for help, how to accept help, how to really, you know, how to be with the stuff of life. How do we be with the stuff of life and all of its challenges and keep our center? How do we do that? I have another card deck, guys. I do. It's the Sacred Power cards. And look at this. Look at this image. That beautiful hologram of light. Isn't that awesome? Sacred geometry. And the owl is the messenger. So the messenger for you. You can call him or her in too as your guidance. Ask the owl to help you. Bring the messages that you're ready for. All right, so number two, we want to get some information from the sacred power cards for the number two. The number two is for you. The number two is for you. All right, here we go. Number two energies right here. Let's see here. What do we have? All right. We're also balancing our body, right? I say body system because it is a whole system. And full body system, we're looking at all the different parts of us, right? All of the systems that we're connected to as well. So what is the card that's going to bring us help with the number two? Ooh, personal power. Look at that. Isn't he beautiful? Look at that. That looks like a lynx to me. That looks like a lynx. It's either a lynx or it's a white tiger. I'm not sure. Anyway, he's a beautiful being. It seems like he's a magical being, maybe between the two. You can look at his energy. He definitely feels male to me. And he's coming out of a spiral, which is really awesome too. So spirals are also very dynamic energy for you. So let's bring him in, shall we? He wants to come in. So let's bring him in. Let's see if he has a name. Oh, you're so gorgeous. I'm not getting a name, but maybe you are. Yeah, maybe you are. So we're just going to bring him in. And I'll just bring him up to the screen here so you can see him. There we go. Okay, we ask you, beautiful creature, to come in now fully into this space, into this platform for these beautiful people to connect with. And I'm going to connect it in as much as I can here for you. Na sare be da babaya du eta bayi tu babaya. Enu sana mana mama ye da ye hi. Umba. Na zendu. Na na ze na ye una. All right, he seems like he has a lot of power. A lot of power. So, we're gonna ask him some questions and see what kind of answers he gives us here. So what realm are you from? I'm seeing a vortex here, and I'm seeing this spiral. It seems like you came out of that vortex. All right. Okay, well, I heard Sirius, the dog star Sirius. I also heard connections of the Great Central Sun and the Milky Way. Interesting. Okay, so you can pull in any of those energies that feel right to you. And just allow yourself to imagine yourself there. Some of you are able to just go there with your consciousness. Others are going to be like, how do I do that? How do I connect in? And it's really through your intention of doing that. Okay, so I'm going to show you this being again. And you can just connect right in to this energy. Here we go. And so as you connect in with this energy, you can say, hey, I would like you on my team, my spirit team. Will you please come in? And then if you get a name for him, that's great. If you get any more information, that's great too. I'd love to hear that from you. 1-800-930-2819. You can call me and tell me, and we can journey together. So for those of you who aren't seeing this picture, there's a light coming right through this portal, and there are symbols that are in the portal. So it's light language coming through for him, sacred codes of light. with him. He's got a very curly tail, and he's white and black striped, and he's got these gorgeous blue eyes. His ears are not pointed like a lynx would be, but he has that lynx energy, as well as a lion or a tiger, excuse me, tiger energy. He's also got that stance like a dog does, like a husky. And this card is the personal power card. So we can just bring all those beautiful energies in, along with the heart chakra energy, which is here. I'll show that to you one more time as well. Bring all those beautiful energies in. And again, gorgeous artwork, sacred geometry once again. A lot of green in this one. Connecting in with the heart and love, and allowing yourself to, it says unfurling back to love. So really allowing yourself to kind of do a rewind. It feels like a rewind for you. You know, anything that has been before this moment, that especially that energy that doesn't feel aligned with who you're being right now in this moment. Maybe some of you have had some difficult times before now that you feel like you just need to release. Maybe somebody had a fight with you. Maybe you had an argument at work. Maybe you had a stressful morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. You can simply release it. And releasing it out is really great. You can just shake off, right? Shake your hands, your arms, sweep it off your arms and your legs. Just ask it all to leave. And then ask the Mother Earth to just take it. Thank you, Gaia, for taking the excess energy from us, all of us who are listening now and in the future. You are so great at just helping us transform energies and releasing it out. It's awesome. Thank you once again. Oh, okay. So you want to give us another energy boost here with our cards. She wants to give us some more recovery energy from the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous or Cocaine's Anonymous or Gambling Anonymous or Codependence Anonymous or, you know, Humanism Anonymous. That's a made up word, but this is the 12 Steps for Everyone program. Look it up. You might get some inspiration from it. These are cards from that program. And the message on this is that easy does it. It's easy does it meditation. So we're going to see. We're going to see what is coming through here for you. And for those that are just tuning in, once again, I want to let you know that I am available to talk to you, give you some healing, give you some guidance, you know, help you out any way that I can. I'm here for you. This is the hour time when first Thursday of the month that it's me without a guest and the guidance. Okay. Sometimes I do have a guest especially if they are channelers. Then I will bring them in for that purpose. But a lot of times it's just me. This is dedicated to that energy for this particular Thursday of the month. All right. Perfect. It says, be true to yourself.
I love that.
Be true to yourself, right? You're the only self that you have. So treat yourself well. Treat yourself right. Be good to yourself. What does that look like? Many of us grew up with not having a wellness practice. You know, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I thought everything was taken care of for me. So I really didn't have a consciousness about how to care for myself, because mom and dad took care of me. They made sure I was fed. They made sure that I was clothed. They gave me a roof over my head and all of that. They gave me a bicycle to ride. They gave me money for lunch at school, you know. Then I grew up and then I had to learn how to take care of myself, which was great. We all do that. That's part of human existence. And then we realize, oh, okay, I need some outside help here. This human needs some outside help. I need some help from the cosmos. I need some help from the stars. I need some help from the planets. I need some help. I need some help from other human beings. If you're a person that thinks that you can do it all by yourself, oh boy, that's a lot to take on. It takes a big, big commitment to be a human being. And you chose that, to be a human being in this lifetime. And you're not expected to do it all by yourself. So I want to give you permission to reach out. I am available to you. As I've said before, this is what I do for a living, is to share with you, to give you the wisdom that comes in for you, connect in with what you want, and then allow you and I together to create a plan for yourself that will work for your well-being. I am creating a program that most likely will be coming out beginning of next year. It's called the Full Body System Wellness Program. I've talked about it before. We are in the process of launching it, and I'm looking for a group of people who want to take on the first incarnation of it. Okay. Those of you who want to try it out, not try it out. I want you to actually go through the program, but I also want feedback from you. So I want feedback from you. There will be a cost. I will let you know what that is, but it is a way for you to assess where you are in your life, what's working, what's not working. Let's get the world of that. And then let's get you the support structures in place so that you can have the life of your dreams. That's the coaching platform that we are creating. There's a team of us that I'm working with. It's great. And it is available to you. I'll let you know. You can actually contact me at pam@brightbutterflynetwork.com and let me know that you want that information. Okay. It's brightbutterflynetwork.com. brightbutterflynetwork.com. And just say, I want to know about the Full Body System Wellness Program, or FBSW. Okay. Full Body System Wellness. Yes. So I will let you know about that. If you want to work with me one-on-one, let me know that too, because we can do all kinds of things together and create a great plan for you, because your life is up to you and it's not about doing it alone. So why not use somebody like me as a platform, as a helper to go through life so that we can create a great life for you and a life that works. Okay. All right. So what else can I do for you? What else can I do? What else wants to happen? Ah, okay. Channeling wants to happen with crystals. So Okay, so these are stones that I don't remember the name of, as I said. I'm sorry. It's just out of my consciousness. But I do know they're off planet. And this little one, I'm thinking it might be chrysocolla, but I don't know for sure. This is a green stone that was gifted to me. And it's really awesome because it's got some, looks a little worn. It looks like it's been through it. It's got some holes in there, some crevices that little, you know, small, tiny little creatures could be embedded in or using as a way to move around, right? But any crystals that you have, I've got a stone here too. It's called a pie stone. It's my healing amulet here that I get to wear to remind me that we can transmit and we can receive. So these guys, I just hold them like this and then I ask them for help. Okay. So you can use any stones at all for that purpose. And they are thousands of years old. Thousands of years old. And they're natural. They're naturally made. There are manufactured stones on the market now. But a lot of them that are on the planet are from nature. People actually find them in the desert, find them in the hills. So sometimes they find them in the sand. But they want to assist us as well. You know, I talk about support for everyone on the planet. And these stones have been around they've seen a lot. They've experienced a lot. They know the information that we need on the planet. How to live, how to use their wisdom. How to connect. Okay, and these ones all together are reminding me of the balance aspect that I want to talk to you about some more, which is balancing everything. So balancing our physical bodies. We have many systems within our physical structures here. Okay. If you look at all the different systems within us, all of the organs that automatically work, it's just amazing to me to think about that every system in our human bodies we were born with. Now, some people were born without, I realize that, or they're damaged, I realize that too. And I also believe that we all come in the perfect way for us to have our souls navigate our lessons in this earth. So if you're one that came in with body parts that weren't exactly functioning the way that they were supposed to, or like other people, then that's what you get to learn from. Some people were born without eyesight. Some people were born without a limb. Some people were born with, you know, or different organs that didn't work quite the way that they were originally designed to. Others of us have some issues with our brain or issues with our blood or, I don't know, issues with our skin. There's all kinds of ways that our bodies will be, and we get to learn from them. So I invite you to really love this vessel that you have. Because this is you, the essence of you lives inside of this vessel. Not me, but you. You live inside of your own vessel, okay? So in the last few minutes, let's bring you fully in. I know I started that way. We're going to end that way as well. Okay. If you have something to hold, like a stone or a wand or yourself, you could hold yourself too. This is a really great way to remember. Okay. Hold yourself and say, thank you, self. Thank you, body, for taking such good care of me through the years, however old you are. Thank you for functioning so well up to this point. And if you're ready, if you listening and watching this program are ready to take ownership of your well-being from this moment forward, it's simply a yes. Just say yes. Say yes. I now take ownership of my well-being. I allow myself to be guided. I allow myself to be supported. I allow myself to listen. I allow myself to be helped. I allow myself to give my body what it requires to be healthy, whole, and complete in every way. I now give my body the nourishment it needs. And if I'm unsure, I now intend and say out loud that I will reach out and ask for support. So I now reach out and ask for support in every direction, from every avenue that's available to me in this solar system and beyond. And I said, te do do ba ba ye na zi do ba de ba da ye hu ne sa ma na ba ye ya ke yu ma se na ma ki ya hu de sa na ma na ye ana ma sa na ye ye ye. So I'm just reaching out and asking those energies to come, pulling them in, pulling them in, pulling them in, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your help. Give me the ability to then support and nurture and help others flourish with this sustenance that I have. So for those of you who are connecting to your ancestors in the last 2 minutes that I have a picture of my mom right in front of me on the wall. And as I said, Mama, I opened my eyes and there she was smiling at me. Okay. So remember your ancestors, remember where you came from. Remember those that walked the path of being a human before you. They are here for you. They are available to you at a moment's notice. And they are waiting for you to connect. That's all it takes. If you feel unsure about how, use a pen and paper or a tablet or a computer screen, right? Just intend on connecting. The other thing you can do is at night when you go to sleep, or in the day when you go to sleep, intend on connecting. Okay? They're waiting. They're holding you as capable of connection. Okay? Your life is up to you, folks. I adore you. I adore you. Whoever you are, wherever you are absolutely loved by me and by the universe, by the creator God, by all of your guides who love you. And I am here for you anytime that you reach out. Okay. Let's work together. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. And I will see you next week. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.